Welcome back to another episode. Today's episode, well, three episodes. This first one is going to be the special episode that I have hinted at in the on my Facebook account for this podcast. The other two are going to be the ones that are catch-ups of this week. So what this special episode is going to discuss is why the episodes have been delayed in a little bit more detail. Two, I did hint a new technology for this podcast in the future and where it currently stands. And three, where this podcast is heading within series and, you know, all that other great stuff. So let's start with the delays, because that is probably the most important. I know I've said a lot, kind of, you know, whenever I did a delayed episode. So, in more detail, you know, I work a lot. I actually have a job where I work almost day in and day out, 8 to 9 hour shifts. Sometimes I open, mainly I close. And by the time I get home, it's right around 11:30 every single time. It doesn't help, though, that a coworker has quit as of today. So it's a little bit difficult when it comes to trying to find time to record an episode while trying to manage my life outside of work and at work. So that's why these episodes are getting delayed. You know, it's not like months worth of delayment like it was in the past. But how I'm going to change that is, you know, pre-record again. I'm going to do my best to pre-record, whether it's on my day off or not, because I'm also in the middle of writing a novel as well. So that's another thing outside of work and outside of this podcast that I'm trying to do. On top of that, with this podcast, I get paid for this podcast, so I'm trying to manage this podcast and so I can get sponsors at some point of this time. That is why the episodes keep on getting delayed until at least the end of the week, because I have a little bit more management time within the end of the week. So without further ado with that, let's move on to where this podcast technology does stand. I know I hinted at switching from a Samsung Galaxy to a Motorola Razr. As of this time, that is not going to happen. But in the future, I do plan on getting a podcast studio arrangement of some sort. And with that being said, you know, it's not going to happen this month. Probably has a better chance of happening within the next 2 months, so either in July or August. We will get a new laptop instead of this crappy one that, you know, every time you go to a new page, it seems like now it wants to say the page is loading properly. And we've experienced that with the past two episodes as well, where the laptop hasn't been working properly to the full extent that I need it to be. I think I finally figured out a way to go around it, but to fully go around the issues of the laptop, I'm just going to get a new laptop and at the same time have a podcast studio arrangement of some sort. So if I don't want to do it on my phone and waste my phone's battery, my phone is pretty much dying, I don't have to do it on my phone anymore. On top of that, laptops do help. You know, I currently record on my phone while I do the research on my laptop. You know, but like I said, when problems from my laptop can occur and will occur, it's hard to do, you know, both. You know, it's also hard to, you know, keep recording on my phone when I can just make a podcast studio from the laptop. without further ado, from that part, the last part that I do want to talk about is, where is this podcast going? As you know, we are in the middle of two series. The first one is the Postmortem Files, and that's, like I said, is the mini-series where we go into autopsy files and all of that. And the second series, which I think is going to extend at least two more seasons, is, the Long Haul Killers, ones where we talk about the profession of a truck driver and, certain truck drivers as they have committed crimes over the road. And the future, once those two series ends, let's see, we are actually going to be extending Long Haul Killers. I'm going to point it out. In July, it was actually supposed to be Coast Killers Season 2. But I thought that was too soon, and I didn't have a trailer, and I didn't want to, release something that, might not catch your attention short. So I decided to push Season 2 into January of 2022. But the first trailer for Season 2 comes out in July. Still the actual season. So Long Haul Killers is going to extend into July, or I might just do something else, talk show type of thing. I don't know yet. Whatever comes the weeks of where Season 2 should have been. From there, though, we have our fall episodes starting September. The first one is Without a Trace, and that's the one where I need to do a little bit more work on, because it's not going to be like these 45 minute episodes, maybe three parts, maybe four. I can only barely go an hour, full hour with these, at least 55 minutes most. But with Without a Trace, it's going to be a lot more investigative. We are going to actually go into, things like their life, who they hung out with, where they disappeared at, where can there be traces of them, can they be found, are they currently hiding, that type of investigative stuff. So that fall series will have two seasons or so, depending, and that starts September 1st. And that's the only series that we have going on until October, and we're back to two series, I mean. But October's is more of a mini-series. It's called It Came From the Forest, and since it's October, I figured to create a series a little bit more horrific, with scare factors and stuff like that. And if that one does succeed, it will probably do another season at some point, whether it's just only October or it's an entire fall, But then in November through December, we also have our Coast Cults series, which I don't know how long that's going to extend. It's not going to be a mini series, but so that's where we are heading, at least with the podcast, this new series. We're going to push out a renewal of certain series, but like I said, it won't happen until next year when the other series will come out, and by that point, hopefully, if this podcast extends and what I need to get a sponsorship from, by being on Anchor, I should say, is 1,000 plays on every episode. Right now, we are sitting at over, I think, 1,200 total, plays. So, yeah, I just need 1,000 plays and total streams on each episode to get my first sponsor. But without further ado, that is the update that I have for you guys. Why episodes have been delayed, why, you know, this and that keeps on happening in the future of the podcast. Like I said, we aren't going to go away. You know, yeah, there may be delays, and my plan to fix them is by pre-recording. You know, as long as Wi-Fi doesn't go out again. You know, because I might do a little stump. But, yeah, hopefully you guys understand now, in a little bit more detail, why everything's been happening and so on and so forth. The next two episodes are our catch-up episodes. They're probably actually going to be released on Saturday, overnight, you know, because right now it's 11:43 p.m. at the time of recording this episode. But postmortem files, episode is going to be Lisa Lam. You know, she's the hotel incident, that type of stuff. We're not going to dive into the entirety of that. We're not even going to touch up above Ghost Adventures. We're just going to focus on her. Okay? And we're going to actually go into her autopsy and try to clear stuff away. You know, what's real, what's fat, or what's fiction, I should say. You know, because a lot of stuff online is, it might make sense online, but in reality, it's not that. And then the other one for Long Haul Killers is going to be Wayne Adam Ford. And we'll be diving into his career and why, or how he used his trucking profession to murder. See you next time on those episodes.